I'm here with Brain from South Africa.
Yeah.
So why don't you start by introducing yourself to the listeners?
Okay. I'm Brain, like you said earlier. I represent the technological aspects from Pan-Africa, and I currently sit on the Technology Advisory Board. I predominantly still work as a developer.
Okay.
And I write code on a daily basis, love writing code.
Yeah. Very good, very good. So what would you like to talk about?
What would I like to talk about? My passions are, they span a lot of things. So I've got my background is in computational intelligence. I've got a PhD in computational intelligence. Spent a lot of time actually building systems, biometric systems. And then did a switch and ended up back in software.
Okay.
My other passion is around revolutionizing IT in the continent.
Mm.
For a long time, Africa keeps being seen as a place where technology cannot emerge. We're beginning to see different trends emerge in the continent. Mobile payment systems, something which most places wouldn't have thought would work. But people are actually paying each other in Africa with their cell phones. And I'm not talking smart devices. I'm talking your low-end text message kind of phones, your like, burner phones. Yeah.
Like using text message or what kind of technology are they?
So simplistic, from text messages, there's a lot of systems that have been built. One of the projects we did, for example, out of our Kampala offices in Uganda, is how do you encourage citizen engagement with text messages? So the government sends out polls and people respond to those polls on text messages. The mobile payment system uses mainly USSD, which is still pretty much cheaper than data in the continent.
Yeah.
And you're able to transfer money around, do some mobile payments for electricity, for water, all using that kind of technology, something which in the rest of the world people would be like, how is that possible?
Well, text messages are also cheaper in Germany than data.
Yeah, so even in the continent, right? So the lowest barrier to entry in terms of the cost is text messages.
So let's talk a little bit about Africa and how technology emerges. So what do you think is special about the technology which emerges in Africa?
For me, what is special is around how are people able to still develop technologies given the constraints which they're bounded by. So a lot of data around Africa inflates the penetration of smart devices. And that's mainly because people who can afford these devices end up having 2, 3, 4 devices. And if you do a one-to-one count, it looks like, hey, the whole continent is actually accepting this kind of move towards smart devices. But the majority of people in the continent are still living within the low-end kind of technologies. So for me, what is emerging is how are people addressing the masses as opposed to the few?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at South Africa, for example, South Africa has got a huge adoption with technology. So you find a lot of things that came out of, if you look at the Tesla car guy.
Yeah.
He's originally from Elon Musk. Okay. He's originally from South Africa. So there is global influence from people from the continent. And that's because we're trained to think within constraints, how to break those constraints.
Yeah. So sometimes constraints help to be
sometimes
more innovative.
Sometimes it does help.
Yeah?
It helps innovation, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a very defined constraint box, but you still have to excel, you start thinking about innovative and creative ways to break it.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we get out of that.
Yeah. So what are you doing currently in Africa? Is there anything interesting to talk about?
Right now?
Yeah.
We are involved in a whole lot of different kinds of work. So, and that spans from technology to social change, right? Technologically, we are helping clients become more effective, pushing the agile movement. A lot of clients are coming to us to help them become more agile. So doing transformation, doing development work. Out of our Kampala office, we're also doing a lot of work that is geared towards how does technology meet society.
Mm.
But on top of that, we are also looking at how do we grow more of the technical capacity within the continent. So there's a lot of initiatives in our offices geared at the younger generation, exposing technology to them, trying to make them realize that it's not a very, very high barrier.
Yeah,
it's not impossible.
Yeah. Can you name a few of these initiatives?
Yes. So we've got an initiative called Black Girls Code, which it's originally emerged from the United States.
Yeah.
And we've adapted it to work for us in the continent. Mm-hmm. And that's targeting girls between the ages of 7 and 17 and giving them basics about programming, robotics, interaction between man and machine.
Mm-hmm.
We've got another initiative called Young African Technologies. That is targeting across the genders, across the races, but targeting people who would not have been exposed to this. So there's a curriculum that's currently running out of Johannesburg for the last 3 weeks. It's been running. It's going to be for 5 weeks where we've gone to a school in Soweto, which is not your typical high-end place. And we're teaching there every weekend, giving the kids exposure to what does it mean to be an IT professional? Is this really far-fetched? As you know, when people see IT, they think about that movie they saw where there was a hacker on TV and they were doing all these cool things on the computer.
Yeah.
But don't realize that we can also do it. So we're trying to break that barrier down.
Yeah. How does it feel for you personally to go in there and see those children pick up stuff from you?
It's very emotionally touching. Because for me, I see there is value in touching one more person.
Yeah.
Because then they may or may not, but at least there's hope that they would influence their community in getting more open towards these kinds of ideas. It's a means to alleviate poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Africa is by no means the poorest place in the world, but it's a means for people to have hope and break their normal bounds. So for me personally, I've got a personal drive to see more technologies emerge from the continent, to see more of the Ubuntu spirit. I mean, we've got Ubuntu as an operating system, but that was out of South Africa too.
Yeah.
So I hope to see more of those, not the application-driven movement, but more around building systems that are sustainable. Because now there's a lot of building an Android app and maybe it's the next bad idea out of the world. But I think there's more to do, and there's more around actually building sustainable kinds of solutions that address things which the continent needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the problem you would like to find a technical solution to?
For me, I'd like to see how technology can help address the health issues in the continent.
Yeah.
You find right now you can go to hospitals in some area where there's no connectivity to anything. So people still take files, write pieces of papers. A person moves from one locality to another. There's no connection between what they've been treated from one place to another. So if people can start investing in figuring out how technology can help address the health sector in the continent, I'll be very, very happy.
Yeah.
Another thing is education. I mean, for us, education is very key, and that's why we are investing a lot in training kids. But then there surely is a way in which we can use technology to enhance the learning of people in the continent.
Yeah.
Connecting them to the rest of the world, maybe virtual classrooms, maybe virtual course contents and all of that.
I guess you also have a particular connection to the health stuff when you did biomedical research before.
Yeah.
I know that in Africa we are already using OpenMRS, which is an open source hospital system we have. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So we've been trying to customize a blend of OpenMRS in Uganda as well for some work. And I know that it's been adopted in different parts of the continent. That would help with what I just described earlier, right? If that can be rolled out, but it's in little pockets. Right now, it's in very little pockets of people adopting and trying to push this along. And I see open technologies in general as something that can not only open MRS, but if we start looking around open hardware, if we start looking around different open source solutions, we can probably build more sustainable kind of applications that help the masses with less cost.
With less cost, yeah. Would you say that in Africa there is a drive towards open source?
There is a drive. There was a drive. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
There is need to drive it even more now.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a long time, Africa has been a consumerism economy. Mm-hmm. So take whatever trend is in the world and try to adopt it and try to buy as much as possible. But I think there's a movement towards being able to create those technologies ourselves.
Yeah.
And that movement would get a very good head start if there can be a huge adoption of kind of open kind of standards and open technologies. I'm certainly one of the people who strongly believes in that. I spend a bit of time going around the continent and figuring out who are the alliances we can make to figure out what is it a case and how can we better increase it.
Yeah. So it sounds like Africa is on the verge of getting more self-aware, more like switching from this consuming technology to actually starting producing technology. What would you like to see Africa export as a technology to other countries?
What would I like to see Africa export as a technology? That's a good question. Look, we are a mass of people. And I think...
How many? Just
Africa as a continent, I don't have the numbers from the top of my head, but it's million. Nigeria alone sits at about 100 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
Just Nigeria alone. South Africa is 46 million people. It should be about 50 now. The 46 million was a couple of years back.
Yeah.
So that's just two countries in Africa.
Yeah.
Now, if you scale it around, we're 54 nations. And if you start scaling that around, you probably have close to, I would say not less, probably a billion people in the continent. Knowing how to do technology that scales to that level always has the skills which are required. And I think Africa should contribute in that. Open hardware, I want to see Africa contribute significantly in that. Building hardware with open standards. If we can export one thing, I think that we should start thinking about exporting that. Building for low-cost power devices. We can generate a lot of electricity, but we're not blessed with people who are doing that. So a lot of things that are developed around very low-end devices that consume less and things like that. And I can see Africa being able to export that to the rest of the world.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Okay. Any last words you would like to give to our listeners?
Explore the continent. It's got beautiful things you can see, and bring your talents.
Okay.
And bring those talents and share them with locals in the continent.
Yeah. I would say do that. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.